This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Director General of Military Operations, DGMO of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Kai, said strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi, the DGMO said they include high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf, and Mudassir Ahmed, who were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and Pulwama blast. He stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror to destroy their terror infrastructure.
Places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
The DGMO said he spoke to his Pak counterpart, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Both sides also decided to speak at 12 p.m. today to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. Lieutenant General Rajiv Kai, however, expressed disappointment that it took only a couple of hours for Pakistan Army to violate these arrangements by cross-border and across line of control firing, followed by drone intrusions. He said another hotline message has been sent to his counterpart, highlighting that if there are violations of the understanding, tonight or later, these will be responded to fiercely and punitively. The DGMO stressed that the Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counter-action in case of any violation by China.
If repeated tonight, subsequently, or later. In this regard, I must inform all of you that the Chief of Army Staff has earlier today conducted a security review and has granted full authority to our Army commanders for counter actions in the kinetic domain in case of any violation by Pakistan. In the end, I pay my solemn homage to my 5 fallen colleagues and brothers from the armed forces and civilians who have tragically lost their lives in Operation Sindoor. Our hearts go out to the bereaved families.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations, Air Marshal A.K. Bharati, said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed. Air Marshal Bharati also said that Air Force has achieved its objectives and all the pilots are back home.
Definitely, we have downed a few planes. Numbers, we would not like to hazard a guess out here. I have the numbers and we are getting into the technical details of it to establish it. So I would not like to put a figure at this time. But definitely, there are losses from their side which we have inflicted.
DGMO Lieutenant General Rajiv Kai said that on the night of 8th and 9th May, Pakistan flew drones and aircraft into India's airspace and made largely unsuccessful attempts to target numerous military infrastructure. He said violation on the LOC by Pakistan also commenced yet again and precipitated into fierce engagements. The DGMO said that the Pakistan Army has reported to have lost approximately 35 to 40 personnel in artillery and small arms firing on the line of control between 7th and 10th of May. Director General Naval Operations Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said that our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture, with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at a time of choosing. He added that the forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored closely. He added that the Indian Navy remained deployed at sea in a credible deterrent posture to respond decisively to any inimical action by Pakistan.
The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
Delhi Airport continued to run its operations normal. In an advisory, Delhi International Airport Limited, DIAL, said, however, in light of evolving airspace conditions and enhanced security measures as directed by the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, some flight schedules may be impacted and security processing time could be longer. It said passengers are encouraged to stay updated through their respective airlines' communication channels, adhere to prescribed guidelines for cabin and check-in baggage, arrive well in advance to accommodate possible security delays, extend full cooperation to airline and security personnel for efficient facilitation, and verify flight status through the airline or the official Delhi Airport website. It strongly advised all passengers to depend exclusively on official updates for accurate information and to refrain from circulating unverified content. The National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, has issued an advisory for citizens that they do not touch any unknown explosive material. In a social media post, NDMA said these explosive materials may be dangerous and cause serious injury or death to the people. The NDMA said that if people found any unknown material, inform local authorities immediately. Budh Purnima is being celebrated today. It not only marks the day when Gautam Buddha was born, but also the day when he attained Nirvana under the Mahabodhi tree at Bodh Gaya. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted the fellow citizens and the followers of Lord Buddha all over the world on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In her message, the president said that the total message of non-violence, love and kindness given by Bhagwan Buddha, the embodiment of compassion, is the basic mantra for the welfare of mankind. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has greeted all citizens on the occasion of Budh Purnima. In his message, the Vice President said that this sacred day marks the birth, enlightenment and Mahaparinirvana of Lord Buddha, whose profound wisdom acts as our North Star in challenging times. The United States announced a trade deal with China in Geneva, Switzerland last night. In a statement released by the White House, the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent, said the talks with China were very productive and the details of the deal will be shared today. He also thanked the Swiss government for hosting the talks. Hamas has announced the release of Edan Alexander, the last living American hostage in Gaza, as part of the ceasefire efforts. Hamas said that releasing the hostage is part of the efforts to reach a ceasefire agreement and allow humanitarian aid to enter Gaza. At the Archery World Cup Stage 2, India finished its campaign with 7 medals, including 2 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze medals in Shanghai, China yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.